Hello, Chambra. Hello, creators. Here we are, yes, gathered together for Shout number 9 of the Charisma series. In the year 2015, that Adamus calls the year of pronost, of intensity, for this quarter especially. Now, has anybody felt any intensity? Ow! Yeah. And can we give it a big arg on intensity? Arg! I think none of us have immunity. And not only is the world feeling it, and we see that everywhere, but we're feeling it. And it doesn't matter. We just had like a humongous, record-shattering solar flare just a few days ago. Yeah. We've had volcanic eruptions in many, many parts of the world. And we've had riots in Baltimore, Maryland. And then the whole world is familiar with what's happened in Nepal and Kathmandu. And as we know, there's over like 6,000 people that have chosen to leave at this time. Over 6,000. And still thousands missing. And what really touches me, you know, is we know they chose that as Chambra. At the same time, you know, you still feel the pain and the loss of their loved ones and family. We do. We feel that. That's been part of our, I think, part of what we've been going through. So what I'd like to suggest, if you join me, is just to take a deep conscious breath of compassion for all those involved and for humanity in general, and for ourselves. That conscious breath of compassion. Thank you. Wow. And I know Jeff and Linda just recently got back from Kauai. Incredible journey. And now they're getting ready to take off and go to Greece. And this will be the first time, I believe, with Adamus. Now, they were there before with Tobias. And a lot's changed then. And the thing that I've always been fascinated with is the golden age of Greece. I mean, that's always resonated with me. And now we're taking consciousness to a whole new level. And what a lovely time for them to be going back. So let's welcome Jeffrey and Linda before they leave. Yes. You like that much better.
Welcome everyone. Whoa. Maybe that was Adamus. Welcome, and as David was saying, it's been a little crazy lately. Anybody feel it, or is it just Linda and I?
Just
us. Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. David mentioned that we just came back from Kauai. It was a great, great workshop there, the Kasama workshop, first time. You can't get any better. Kauai, a group of Chambra, beautiful weather. We got out of the big snowstorm that hit here. But it was crazy. It was really wild.
That's the first time I've ever been to Kauai where I never totally chilled. Even though you kept trying to drown me in the pool, I just couldn't chill. Oh, wow. So that made me think, wow. Something's really crazy, more than just me, maybe.
Yeah, the energies are so intense right now. I like what you said, David. It's the year of pronost, in other words. So much going on. It's almost exhausting, or it is exhausting, and it's really crazy. And it was so much so, and I wrote about this in my article in the award-winning Chambra magazine recently. But I said, it was just so crazy with everything going on, and nothing makes sense.
Nothing.
And so we finally called Adamus in for a special channel with Lon and Dr. Doug, and we don't do that very often.
Almost never.
And Adamus is like, it's not going to make sense. So stop trying to figure it out, because that's just going to get you in deeper, just going to make it more confusing. So anyway, we've had a little time at home. Packing the bags, going off to Greece and Italy. I know it sounds really, really tough, but actually we love it.
Packing is really tough for a long trip, you know, and you're counting out, do you have enough underwear and socks and this, you know.
How many pairs of underwear do you bring? She mentioned it, not me.
Nine.
Okay, for 21 days.
Jeff.
Do the math.
You really don't want to come home with 21 pairs of dirty underwear.
No, that's true.
Thank you for thinking that through.
Along the road. So,
we
anyway.
Do a lot of, our bathtub, we always hope the room has a bathtub, and the bathtub ends up being where I do all my hand laundry, my delicate things I don't want other people except Jeff to touch.
So it's like, you know, traveling sounds glamorous, but first of all, there's airlines, airline employees, airline food, airline schedules, but then it'll be 11 o'clock at night, you've got a big seminar the next day, and you're washing your underwear in the sink, and it's like, why me? Anyway, it's good to be here.
Jeff sends his in, you know, always sends his laundry in. Yeah, well, I see him out there with their, you know, your underwear over your head, and I'm thinking, wow.
That's why I send them in. Anyway, it's good to be here in the studio to get a little grounding, a little balancing before we hit the road. We're leaving tomorrow morning, actually.
And humor. You know, a lot of this isn't very funny, but no. When you can find an outlet for humor, it does help.
Yes, and things like underwear and farts are always good humor. Always good humor. So, but you do have to laugh, otherwise you go a little crazy right now. And I think the best thing in the whole wide world is that we're not alone. You're not alone. We're doing this together. It's all of our individual sovereign journey. But you know, we're sharing it. We're sharing the stories, some tears, hopefully a lot of laughter, a few bottles of wine now and then. But we're sharing it together. And that makes it such a beautiful thing for Linda and I, hopefully for all of you.
Whether I've also been enjoying one extra glass of red wine.
This morning?
No. You know, once in a while when I just wanted to shut off and not think about it.
It does help. It does. It kind of. And I've noticed like a martini doesn't quite do the same thing. A beer, no. But a glass of red wine and some chocolate. Preferably put the chocolate in the red wine and, okay, I can handle it. At least until tomorrow morning. But anyway, it's been crazy. If you're really feeling it, particularly up here, also in more intense body aches and pains lately, you're in the right place, in enlightenment. So anyway, we've got a lot to cover today. So a lot of slides. Whoa, look at how thick that is. That's a lot of slides.
Oh, you are good, dear
one. So let's take a deep breath as we kind of get into welcoming everyone from around the world.
How are you going to do that?
Magic. Doesn't that feel better? Yeah. Kind of all of us, just.
And you know what our favorite thing about travel is? That we get to go all over the world and meet Chambra from all over the world. And that, no matter where we are, some people will say, well, was that a crazy place? Or was this? It's like, well, we don't know so much because we really end up in a very, very special place with literally conscious Chambra all over the world. And that's probably one of the most hopeful blessings of all that we get to see in our life, is that there are conscious people literally everywhere.
Yeah, and that's a good word for it, conscious, aware, tuned in. I mean, it is the best thing.
It is the best thing.
Best thing. So anyway, welcome everybody. Welcome everybody who's tuning in online. You're watching the Crimson Circle Show. Adamos will be here in about an hour and 20 minutes, so hang in there. We're at the studio here in Louisville, Colorado. Beautiful day, finally. Finally, most of the snow up at our house has melted, a little bit left, but I am so glad winter's done.
You even took the chains off.
I took the chains off the tractor the other day. You know winter's done. Okay, and I believe we have some out of town.
We do, from Australia.
Yeah, from Australia. Wow.
We have Amy. Where's Amy?
Hi, Amy. Good
Welcome,
to see
Amy.
You.
Welcome, Amy. Good to see you
good
again.
Good to see you. Good.
Amy Tam from Sydney and from Mumbai, India, we have Mr. Singh. Where are you, sir?
Hey, good to see you.
Nice that you could be here with us.
And
thank
when
you.
Did you when did you get in?
Like 4 days back.
4 days, so you're kind of balanced and adjusted to the energy. Yeah. Have you been to Colorado before?
Never. No. Oh,
it, beautiful, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. 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 Rocky Mountain High. We won't go there. Okay. It seems like ages since our last shout.
It was.
Yeah. I don't really remember it that well.
You're the channeler. You don't have to.
No, I don't have to. Yeah. Fortunately.
It was exactly 4 weeks ago.
Was it? Mm-hmm. Wow. It seems like a lifetime. Does anybody remember? Fortunately, Vicky and Jean put together a recap video, so let's take a look at that now and see what we had going on last month. We get to the next part, which I love, and we're going to spend more time on this, because there is a, it's not even a solution, it's just right there. It hasn't been being used. To help you to understand what I'm talking about here, I'm going to refer to an ancient Egyptian word, if I can get it through to Kaldra, and Linda will need a little writing on the board here. Kaper.
Weird.
Kaper. Ancient Egyptian word, keper, meaning creation, birth, creativity. It's also associated with the scarab, the dung beetle, you know, the dung beetle. but this word, I love this word because it means to bring to life. In modern terms, the word that would be most commonly associated with it is creativity. Creativity. Creativity is the thing that you could say would restore or go beyond mood. Creativity is the thing that brings energy, energy flow, energy dynamic. Creativity, or keper, is the thing that brings a balance, always changing, but always in balance, if you can imagine that. And it is creativity that you've lost. You have not lost yourself. All these New Age stories and your stories, and even Tobias told a few, you got lost on the journey to this planet Earth. You got lost down here. Not really. I mean, you're still here. You feel yourself. You're still here. You're not lost. Your creativity is lost. That's what's lost. Keper came from the term that many misunderstand. Very simple term that's used very inappropriately these days. Very simple. Spirit. Spirit. There's a lot of misunderstanding of the terms God and soul and spirit, and everybody kind of wraps them all in one. You talk about the spirit world. No, spirit is the creativity of God. Spirit is the creativeness of consciousness. That's what got lost. When was the last time you are creative? Creativity, keper, is something that is inherent and natural. You don't have to go looking for it. You don't have to take a class on it. It is you. You see, you have consciousness, which you are, contains no energy. It is awareness. And that consciousness then, as it radiates, as it allows itself expression and even more realization. That consciousness has spirit. Spirit is creativity. It's all. The word spirit is so misused, so misunderstood. It's put in this the Holy Trinity and Father, God, Son, and Holy Spirit, and all the rest. That's so misunderstood. It is just your natural creation ability. Creativity, Keper, is what spirit, God, all that is, gave to you, said, go forth. Be a creator. Go forth and create. And so few have or are. So few are allowing, using their creative. Now, some of you say, yes, but I dance. That is an expression of creativity. That is not creativity itself. Oh, but I'm a writer. It can be very mental, but that is an expression of creativity. Some say, but I paint, I'm very creative. It's an expression of keper, of creativity, but not creativity itself. In other words, just because you paint doesn't necessarily mean you're really tapping into the deeper levels of spirit, your spirit. You tend to use creativity to solve problems, your human life problems, in a limited way even, but that's where most of the creativity is put. It's very, very shallow, but it's where it's put. That would be like using money. Say you have a lot of money and using it only to buy food and pay your rent and nothing else. What a waste. What a waste to just use your spirit, your creativity to solve little life problems. You say, I've got this dilemma in my life, I've got to handle something, and you allow just a little bit of creativity to solve a little human problem, but the real spirit, has been suppressed, has been lost. My friends, it's time to bring it back. It's inherent in you. It is you. Now, the mind right now is spinning away. Mind is saying, do I really understand this? And I'm not sure what he's talking about. And how am I going to apply this? And what exercises do I need to do? And what do I have to do when I leave here? Nothing. Nothing. It's letting the spirit come forth. It will cause change. But you know, the change is happening anyway. It will cause your life to be different. But isn't that what you want? In the same token, the Keper will take you beyond mental. Beyond mental. Keper will bring spirit and creation into your life. You're a creator, not a robot. You are truly creative, not just logical or rational. But, like other humans, you've gotten into this very deep rut. Allow that creativity. Okay, now I remember.
That's even better than I remembered. Wow.
Special thanks to Vicki and Jean for doing the recap, kind of bring us back up to speed, get us ready for today's show.
I heard all the stuff about creativity, but it was nice to hear it one more time.
Yeah,
little.
Yeah.
It's like, I remember all that.
Yeah, okay.
Cool.
Well, let's take a deep breath and...
Where are you going now?
Anywhere but nowhere. I'm trying to...
Don't aim at his TV, aim it back here.
Oh, we changed it.
Apparently not.
I don't see it over there, Joe. Little clicker thing for the wireless. Anyway, upcoming events.
Recent events.
Recent. We just came back from Kauai with the first Kasama workshop. It was 5 days, Kauai, great group of people, really from, I think we had about 70 people from 20 different countries, which was pretty amazing that we had so many different countries represented. It was wonderful. It was kind of rough. It was rough, meaning the material, what Adamus was taking us through. And at some point, it was the funniest thing. You'll actually see one picture of it later. But it was the last day. And all of a sudden, I noticed in the back of the room, Linda was talking to this great big guy who walked in.
2 meters tall.
I mean, huge. Made me look tiny. And he walked into the room. Linda's talking to him in the back, and I'm channeling.
Oh, I was checking him out. He was just standing there. He wouldn't go away.
Yeah, and I'm channeling, trying to do my thing, but I'm noticing this. And Linda's really engaged in this chat back and forth with him. And finally, Linda just gives him the microphone. I'm like, well, what's going on? And Adamus is like, hello. And the guy walks up to the front of the room with the microphone and says, yeah, I'm the mayor of Kauai. And
not the city, the island of Kauai.
Island. And he said, I was looking for the woman's
status
meeting, got the wrong room, but so I like the feeling in here. And then he's looking at the whiteboard with all the different words on it that Adamus is using. Oh, I see this is a spiritual group. Or we like spiritual groups here on the island. And I'm trying to restrain Adamus because he's wanting to jump in and saying, yeah, I'm the mayor of Kasama. And I'm like, shut up. And he wanted to, like, really get in on the act. I was like, shut up.
So. Well, the guy was so bizarre because he obviously walked into the wrong room. And so, you know, you don't want somebody intruding on the energy too much. So I did. I walked up to him, walked to the back to talk to him a little bit. And he was, you know, just chattering away. And he just kind of was, like, half hypnotized but, like, you know, not shy. And so I thought, there's no way to get rid of him, so I'll
give him the microphone.
Send him to the front.
Anyway, we have a little video recap. The one we're talking about, you'll see me or Dama standing off to the left and this great big guy standing.
2 meters tall.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's play that recap. It was funny. Shut up, Adamus. Don't. Thank you. good. And thank you to Jean and all Chambre who contributed the photos. But I got to tell a quick little story about the magazine cover. You saw me holding up the Mark Twain thing. So Adamus in one of the segments was talking about Mark Twain, and he was getting into how it was him, but it was a kind of a little different kind of thing, and telling some Mark Twain stories. I kind of forgot about it, and a couple days later, the magazine just appeared in the chair, and with a cover, where the issue was about Mark Twain. And so who put this here? And nobody raised their hand. And later we realized the cover date on the magazine was like 2008, and it's like, how did that get there? So it was kind of interesting, kind of funny. But it was interesting to hear Adamus' take on his creation of Mark Twain. It wasn't like a regular reincarnation. It was...
Everything he does is special.
It was just like, he said, yeah, I just thought I'd try it. And I created this being and then gave it complete freedom. And it was an interesting story. Anyway.
His stories are all interesting.
Well, sure.
Nobody can top his stories.
No. Anyway, let's take a look at upcoming events. We have a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
I looked at the schedule, and it's like, oh, my gosh, we're going to be busy, all of us.
All of us.
As a matter of fact, we're heading out tomorrow for Kos, Greece. We've been in Greece before in Athens with Tobias. As David mentioned, it's our first time with Adamus. I really hope he behaves, because there is a lot of stuff going on in Greece right now. They have some kind of big payments coming up to. And
everything is going to be fine.
We're going to be right there in the middle of that.
It's going to be fine. No, we're going to be on a little island of Kos.
Okay. So
if we just have to.
You don't hear from us again. We're in Kos, Greece.
We just have to go through the Athens airport. Other than that, that's it.
So anyway, we're looking forward.
What are they going to do, run to the airport and tip planes over?
Yeah, well, Linda. Anyway, we're looking forward to seeing Chambre, and we thank Maria Grigoraki for all the hard work she's done putting it together. We'll see you in a couple of days. All right. Just a couple of shots, and we do have a few spaces
there
open.
There are spaces still left, correct.
Yeah, I'm so looking forward to that chair right there.
Yeah, me
that's
too.
Me. Nobody else, you see, nobody else is going to be in those chairs, just me. Okay, and after that, we do a hop, skip, and a couple jumps to go over to Tuscany. Yeah, life is tough. But
stunningly beautiful, wonderful place. We can't even, we can't even talk about it because it's sold out.
Sold out. Actually, though, yeah. It's one of my favorite places we've ever been.
Oh, me too.
But we won't talk about it. Okay. So after that, a few days back home, and then we're down in Sedona. We're going to be there as part of the Cryon Conference this year, which is very encompassing. We start out with going to the Grand Canyon with Lee Carroll. We're going to be doing some channels from the Grand Canyon. And I have promised Lee that Adamus will behave. So support
you didn't. You didn't.
Well, he actually wanted Kathumi to channel, figuring it was
again?
A little safer. And I said, Lee, I don't channel Kathumi that often. And you think Adamus would miss this opportunity? So we're going out to the Grand Canyon. A couple days later, there's a channeling summit. And I think there's 12 or 14 different channelers from all over. We're going to be one of them. And then after that, we're doing a light integration workshop with Jim Self in Sedona. So that we still have, I think.
There are a few spaces left for the light integration. So if you're interested, don't wait too long.
June 8th and 9th, I think there's 6 or 8 spaces left. Yeah. I forgot exactly what it is. But we love working with Jim. We're looking forward to doing the light integration because
12 spaces.
12 spaces.
That was the day before yesterday.
Let's call it 10. So I had a very good chat with Jim the other day about what we're going to be doing. And there's going to be such a focus on bringing that, whatever you want to call it, light or our true being into this reality.
Without catching fire.
And Jim is going to focus on the physical. Adamus is going to focus on the mental. So
I'll stop making jokes.
Yeah, I doubt it. So we're going to go ahead to after that. We have a lot of events right here at the studio this summer. A lot.
Whoa.
We don't actually normally just isolate and talk about just a certain group of events, but we have so much going on here this summer.
You could get confused.
I am confused. That's why we do the slides. Okay, to start out with, we're doing the SES update here at the studio, and that is June 27th through the 29th.
Correct.
And this is really something we've been anticipating for a long time. I know, Linda, you and Gene have been working away very, very hard on getting everything organized. We're going to be playing the old materials, the original materials, but there's going to be a lot of new information with Adamus, a lot of new insights. Linda and I are going to kind of host it, play the original videos, and also bring in Adamus for his updates.
Well, you can sense that the original SES is stunning, and even reviewing the material even just recently, it still is really, really useful and basic material. However, equally, that was all channeled before the quantum, you know, new
Leap
energy and everything. And you can feel that it could use that infusion. It's not that the base material isn't absolutely stunning. It just, there's more to add to it.
Exactly.
So I'm excited about
it. We knew it needed a big update.
Yeah.
And we consider it one of the core courses for the Crimson Circle work. And as Linda's pointed out and got slammed on Facebook for it, we can tell the difference when somebody comes to a live workshop and has not taken SES. So I'm saying it now. I can get slammed, but I'm leaving the country tomorrow. So I guess you can get Facebook from Greece. But anyway, we are updating it. We're doing it here at the studio live if you want to attend, or it will be online. Either way, you get 10 days access to the video files afterwards. So live or online. Okay.
Live or dead?
Ooh, I can feel Facebook already heating up. Oh, I love it.
Oh, I almost came dressed as Benny King today, but I thought, I'll get slammed for that too.
Who's Benny King?
He just died.
Why would you get dressed up as somebody who just died?
Same reason I got dressed up as Spock. He just died.
Oh, what did Benny King do? I never...
Yes, you do. He was with the Drifters and he wrote the song, Stand By Me.
I don't know the song. Would you sing a little bit?
No, wait, I'm
sorry.
Come on.
Not a chance. Come
on. I don't know the song. No. How does it go? No, I don't suck.
Stand by me. Is it like that?
No, I'm not saying.
Come on.
Not
a few, a few lines.
No.
Okay. Also, I think right before the SES update will be the Consciousness Theater for Kids. This is presented by Ann and Finn Anderson. That's really amazing because they've taken SES and adapted it for kids. It's not called sexual energy for kids because that'd be really weird. That'd be weird. So they're calling it consciousness for kids.
Well, it makes sense that it's about consciousness. And what I think is going to be ideal about this information is there is no country in the world other than beyond the United States nearly in terms of how specific they are about what you can and cannot talk about. And Anne and Finn are very clear about where those boundaries are. So they've taken the material and really focused on, really that's what SES is about, is energy management and consciousness. And
they're doing it in schools in
school,
Denmark.
And they're actually doing it
amazing.
In schools, and it's been endorsed in Denmark. But they know absolutely what the boundaries are and what the appropriate methods are for sharing those ideas that for age appropriate. So if you're a parent or a teacher and you're interested in how to communicate these ideas, but bullying is SES, of course.
Bullying.
About how
they even talk about inappropriate touch and bullying and getting in somebody's energy. That's all for kids. This is, to me, it's amazing.
And they know the line, which is very, very, people have talked about it before, but this is the first time somebody's come forward that truly professionally understands the line and can really support anyone talking about that to someone, you know, younger.
They're doing it here at the studio, June 25th and 26th, right before SES. And it is their workshop, but they're doing it here at the studio. So if you're interested in signing up for it, it's at consciousnesstheater.com. And it is actually teacher training. They'll certify people to go out and do this, just like they're doing in Denmark.
And by the way, they also were the recent winner of the Inspire Consciousness Award, coincidentally.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, moving on.
Please.
We have a bunch of other smaller events during the month, but got to go back on that. But we are doing the ProNOST update. we are doing the ProNOST update in July.
18th.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to that because it's, you know, it'll have been 6 months since the original ProNOS 2015. This is kind of the update. You don't need
I don't know if I can handle any more ProNOS news.
Oh, I don't know either, but I'd like to know what's going on. You don't have to have taken the original ProNOS back in January. It's a update, mid-year kind of a update, and I think it's usually about three segments with Adamus.
Well, you know, there's that way the world sees it, and then there's the way Adamus and that consciousness sees it. And for me, it's been really, really incredibly valuable information.
July 18th, right here at the studio.
Okay. Online also.
That said last year. 2014.
Oh, we're so good about proofing now. Geez, no, it's this year, definitely. Unless you want to go back. Unless you want to go back in time.
Thank you.
Thank you. I thought we had caught all that. Okay, I don't know what year it is.
It's easier to catch it when the letters are 6 inches
tall. See, that's 2015, good. Then we're going to be doing the new energy aspectology in August 7th through 9th, here at the studio also, but also online. And that was another one of what we consider the very core Crimson Circle courses. So we're going to update it with new information and channels from Adamus. Going to be hosted by Linda and I, be online or in person. So we've got those two big things going on this summer. And I think it represents kind of the evolution of Chambra and Crimson Circle by doing the updates.
And new consciousness.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So I know a lot of you out there have not been able to take SES or aspectology because you're not in a part of the world where it's easy access. So with this, with these aspectology and SES, anybody can watch it. Now, I always say it's better to go to a teacher-presented class because the energy is intimate and they really work with you.
There's a lot of support.
There's a lot of support, but if you can't, online is great.
Well, we had so many people from all over the world doing Keyhawk that said they felt bad that they really didn't have access to it. And, you know, it's just really hard for teachers to do international travel when there's just a few people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So this is our way to try to, you know, to reach out to those who really don't have the opportunity.
Okay. Also in August, something very, very special, again, right here at the studio and online.
That looks like 50 Shades of Grey.
What? I don't. What's 50 Shades of Grey? I never heard of that.
I've only read the summary in Wikipedia, and it was enough to say I wouldn't read the book.
Okay, I know all of you probably read the book, but I don't need to know.
I
know nothing about it. I think it's like that stuff you use on your beard for men, 50 Shades of Grey, you know, and which I obviously
that's
don't
what
use.
I thought it was going to be about.
That
I read
must
it
be
on
it,
Wikipedia.
Right? Right, Sarge? Is that it? That's it. That's it. Okay, 50 Shades of Grey. Addiction Unplugged. You know, we're all addicted to something. How about just life? So we're doing a very special program called Addictions Unplugged with John Flaherty, a Hay House author who's written an excellent book about addictions. John is a ex-Catholic priest. Now
ex.
Ex. But he still does confessions, you know, just in case. He now does a lot of counseling work all around the world. We have the opportunity of having him come here in August for a day and a half amazing workshop with Adamus. So they're going to talk about addictions. And
he has a very different perspective on it, and I think it's extremely welcome because so many of these programs that people go to are so extreme and they fail. And he has a very different perspective. It's a much more balanced perspective, and he seems to be getting incredible results. And we've actually had a few of the people that have worked with him come to us and tell us that he really did work that really changed their lives. And it's very different, much, much more positive impacted, and I'm looking forward to seeing.
Well, and a lot of times, too, when you think of something like the addictions workshop, it's like, geez, I'm not addicted. Well, we're all addicted to something. If you're human, you're addicted to something. And this is really ideal for anybody with any form of addiction. There's an emotional addiction, and there's addiction to lack of abundance, believe it or not. Even though we complain about it, you're addicted to it. Addictions to other people, not just drugs and alcohol, but it's the whole list of life's issues you can get addicted to. So this is good for, really, it should be, we should redefine this and call it the Addictions and General Releasing of Human BS workshop.
You know, it's just patterns even. Are, you know.
Patterns, yeah, yeah. So if you're interested...
Can that cure Virgo-ness?
Yes. That's not an addiction, that's a dependency. So anyway, that's here at the studio or online. We're looking forward to having John here with us. We worked with him last year in
very
Salzburg.
Entertaining, yeah, and yeah. Easy to be around.
Okay, a couple more things. We've got the Threshold coming up in south of France in September. Sold out. I'll move on to the next slide.
People, you keep signing up for that.
It sold out immediately. I mean, three days, I think. So we'll continue to do Threshold events, but that one, sold out.
Don't sign up unless you're really serious.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
It's a tough one.
But actually, my favorite thing to do. Then we just announced this, the Magic of Merlin. This will be weird.
You think?
Good weird. Well, for a lot of reasons. Adamus doesn't normally go this route, but he wants to do this. And we were actually, this is a true story, we were actually trying to schedule it to do it in England, and it just wasn't working out. We learned a long time
ago. Tried and retried and tried.
We learned a long time ago, if it doesn't work, abandon. Go in another direction. Because just if you push it, the whole thing's a disaster. So suddenly we found ourselves scheduling it for Romania. Right in the heart of Transylvania in, I don't know how to pronounce
Cebu.
It. Cebu. Romania, which is pretty far from Bucharest. I mean, it's like...
A long way.
A long, long way. And then the other night, as I was writing the description for it, I said, okay, Adamus, what are we going to talk about? He started going into things that we're going to be doing there, and I'm summarized it here, but he's going to unveil the secrets of the Merlin. But I'm like, he's talking about we're going to do mirror gazing, and we're going to do all sorts of weird stuff. Merlin kind of stuff.
I'm bringing my witch's costume.
Merlin. Yeah, magic. So anyway, it'll be interesting. This just... is going online for the public. I think maybe it'll open to the public.
Tomorrow.
Today.
Oops.
It says. It's limited to 80 people, and because we want to keep the group kind of small so we can work with them easily. So if you're interested for this Magic of Merlin, make sure to sign up early. It will sell out very quickly.
It's in a medieval type looking little setting. It's quite unique and quite special, away from the city. And away from everything, and I think that it will fill up very fast. So if you're thinking about it, don't think long.
Yeah, we want to thank Florin and Carmen for all the work in putting this together. It came together so beautifully. So it was meant, I checked in with Adamus afterwards, and I said, why didn't you just tell me you didn't want to do it in England? You wanted to do it in Romania. He's like, you had to learn. So I was like, dang.
You didn't ask.
Dang, you didn't ask, yeah. He's like, well, I always knew it, so... You could have shared that. Okay. A couple of real quick things on the cloud class. We do have two things playing right now. The first is the Abundance Workshop, and guess what? It's free. It's absolutely free. So if you didn't catch it the first time around or you just want to listen again, the full video version of the Abundance Clinic is on the cloud class, and it's free.
Free.
The other one, that's only $25, is a really, really popular. It's Adamus's Dream Walk to the Crystal Cave. So kind of ties in the Abundance, the Crystal Cave. Really works out well. Okay. And now it is time for Shambra News.
Whoa. Oh, earth-shattering. Nice.
You could feel
it. Yeah, it sounded like an earthquake. Cool.
All right.
Just what I need.
I got to play that again. Just, okay.
Just annoy me. Go ahead.
Could you turn it up just a hair, John?
That's not funny.
No, it's just some little music. I'm sure it didn't have any effect on anything. Anyway, got...
What day did you create that?
I've got quite a few things coming up, but If we're going so fast here that you just can't keep up with it and you just can't write your notes fast enough, you can find all of this information in the Chambre magazine, all the Chambre news that's fit to print.
How do they get to it?
Online.
Where?
Homepage.
Of?
Crimson Circle website.
Dot com?
Just click the link at crimsoncircle.com. Just click the link. It's all there, and I'm so proud of the magazine. Every month, Gene and Mark Ritter work hard to put it together, and it's crazy.
They wait for you to the last minute.
It's a crazy week because we're getting the magazine together, which means all the workshops have to be finalized and all the new products and everything else. And then it comes together, and then we're here. Crazy week. Crazy, crazy week.
And blessings to all the staff that runs to support that deadline.
That's true. That's true.
The whole staff.
The whole staff is so happy when Shoud Week is done and we've got everything, and when Linda and I get on an airplane.
The whole staff.
Oh, are they happy?
Whoa, they're gone.
Oh, they're all nodding their heads like, yeah. Okay, the new Keyhawk version 5 starts in July 2015. It's open to anyone who's taken Keyhawk before or anyone who hasn't. It's kind of, Adamus is doing a total makeover of the House of Keyhawk, and it'd be most interesting because he's given us some insights into what he's going to be doing for the year. And it's hard to say what to say about Keyhawk, but if you want...
I know what to say.
Go, you say it.
Okay. Keyhawk is awesome. We go to this place called the House of Keyhawk, and it's this great, safe space. And what happens is we do these recordings with Adamus
twice a month,
and sometimes Saint Germain. And they're incredible because everybody, we do this online. So everyone sits with their personal experience, and it's just amazing to me that when I can talk that excited, it's because people told us what it means to them. And everyone says that they have their own personal experience. It also happens to be the venue that Adamus has picked to say he wants to go particularly forward with people really committed to their enlightenment and that he felt and could see that that direction was with Keyhawk.
I love Keyhawk. Every time we sit down to do it, it just... my energy just changes being there in Keyhawk, and very insightful. If you're interested, I think we have until about June 20th to sign up for it. It's $1,500 for the year for anyone new. If you've already taken a previous version of Keyhawk, trust me, it'll be very, very different than anything from before. But for any graduates, it's $1,000. So.
They get a discount.
Do consider that. We're not going to have a June meeting, so we're not going to announce it again. So.
That's right. No Shout until July.
I know. Okay, real quickly, a couple new things this month. Some beautiful, beautiful recordings that we did here in the studio with Joachim back in January. Now ready for release. One is called Kasama, The Soul's Destiny, and the other is Into Knowingness. They're both about 34, 35 minutes long. Kasama is that timeless journey where the soul already knows it's already happened. Everything's already worked out. So it's not worried about things. And you tune into that energy and it takes a lot of the pressure off. Into Knowingness is about going into your knowingness, going beyond the mind. And Adamus talks about it a lot, but with this music, kind of a mystical journey, you get the feel for it. As a matter of fact, I think we have a clip. Let's go ahead and play that so you can experience.
Are you going to play Kasama on the plane? Wouldn't that help you?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, Into Knowingness. Now imagine for a moment the mind, the mental, melding together, integrating with the sparkles of knowingness. So now you have a beautiful mind, the grand intelligence of the knowingness, working harmoniously together, hand in hand. Feel the sparkles of knowingness that are already there. They were never gone. It's not a thing you have to attain or even study for. It's just allowing. Let's take this moment together to allow these sparkles of knowingness to become very present, to become very much part of you.
to develop that harmony and that integration with the mind. Let's take a deep breath now into knowingness.
Anyway, those both Kasama and Knowingness are available as digital downloads on the Crimson Circle store. Available now. Yeah, I was beautiful doing that recording with them, and then just to hear the finished product is really nice. Okay, quick reminder too that the new Adamus book, Act of Consciousness, is out. It's available on Amazon. I say iBook and Google's, but we had to delay that for the exclusive period that Amazon gets, but it's available on Amazon. You can get it in paperback or ebook today. Linda and I will be signing books at the end of the show, if any of you want to buy one or haven't gotten one yet. And then the German version is coming out in June. So everybody in German-speaking countries, it's almost ready.
Almost.
It's published by Random House in Germany. So they
Random
do a
House.
Great job.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Okay, just a couple more things. A reminder that there is no shout in June. Linda and I are going to be in Sedona, and we always take 1 month a year off from the shouts. We're still
busy. We could be in Colorado where it's just dry and wonderful and warm, or we could be toasting, frying in Sedona.
I like Sedona. I get a kick out of it. I don't even mind the heat. It's a dry heat. Okay. And then as a reminder for July. July Shoud right here, and it's going to be followed by a barbecue. It's on July 4th, which is a big holiday here in America. But we decided we're going to do the Shoud and a barbecue.
Why not?
Yeah. Do sign up quickly. There's only 3 places left for the Shoud. I think there's like 8 places left for the barbecue.
And we said, why not do it? Why not do the Shout on the 4th of July? Most of us, our families have ditched us and deserted us anyways. We might as well celebrate together.
Oh, Lord. Okay. So that's coming up in July. Only a couple of spots left for that.
See, that's proof.
That is proof. And also remember, it is the time of the full moon. You got me choked up. The Grand Ascended Masters of Earth Room is open now. It's open only open for 3 days of the month. Is that right, Michelle?
It opens at 9 tonight,
so don't go there right now. Or go there and just sit and wait.
It's a nice place.
I bet you if we go there right now, there's probably 15 or 20 people just sitting waiting for
probably.
It to open. Serious. When's it going to open? So it's not about the full moon, but that's the big sign in the sky that tells us that it's open. You can go there and gather. It's an amazing energy. You gather there with those who have come back incarnated as their ascended masters, but they're taking on another lifetime. A lifetime to have fun. So opens tonight at 9 o'clock. It'll be open for what, 72 hours?
That's 3 days, Jeff.
48 hours. Okay.
Oh, that's only 2 days.
Sure.
Oh.
Yeah. But anyway, and every time you see that full moon in the sky, remember, it's open.
Okay.
And with that, we bring this wonderful segment to conclusion by saying, we want to thank all the Crimson Circle angels. Bless
you. Thank you so much.
The Advanced Studies teachers.
All of you.
All the web international web hosts, the translation teams, everyone who helps make this possible.
It's
truly
amazing.
A global effort. We do our work based here out of Colorado, but it is really a global effort, and we thank everyone for it.
Thank you.
I thank all of you for being here today. We're going to be back in 34 minutes. For Adamus.
If you're ready.
Oh, yeah. Good. Thanks, everybody. See
you
after the break. Thank you.